I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Monday, April 20th. We're updating you on several things to know about COVID-19, including the new warnings about testing and social restrictions from some of the world's leading experts. And how does America really feel about social distancing? Plus, there's a new project from the Instagram founders, why some wedding rules are changing, and the free way to watch some Netflix. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, the number of reported COVID-19 deaths topped 40,000 in the U.S., but the spread of the virus appears to be slowing in some states, and governors are facing pressure to reevaluate lockdowns. That part is not going to be easy. The head of the World Health Organization warned countries if they ease their lockdowns, they need to be ready to respond to a second round of COVID-19 cases. So that means countries need to detect, test, isolate, and care for every case. As for the testing part, there's some mixed messages here in the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has insisted the U.S. has enough testing to start reopening, but some experts disagree. The COVID Tracking Project reports so far this month an average of less than 150,000 tests have been conducted per day. Harvard University researchers say that number should triple to at least 500,000 tests a day before the country starts to reopen. So who's really responsible in helping to make that happen? That's up for debate, too. Pence says it's on governors to ramp up testing by activating their state laboratories. But both Democratic and Republican governors have said labs aren't the problem. Supplies are. Several of them appeared on Sunday morning talk shows to plead for either swabs or certain chemical compounds needed for the testing. More swabs are likely going to be hitting the market soon, though. President Trump says he'll use the Defense Production Act. That's the law that allows the White House to order private companies to do something for the good of the country. It's usually used during wartime. Well, now the president has used it to get companies to manufacture more medical supplies, although his critics have said he didn't use the law early enough. Either way, he's now using it to order a company to make more swabs for testing. It could mean labs will get another 10 to 20 million swabs a month. Vice President Pence will hold a call with governors today to talk about testing and other issues in this fight against COVID-19. Even though polls show most Americans feel social distancing is necessary right now, some are making it known they disagree. Thousands of protesters rallied over the weekend demanding an end to stay-at-home orders, and they gathered in close quarters to do it. Even though Reuters says organizers urged people to wear face coverings, many did not. Most protesters are upset about the impact on the economy, saying they can't afford more restrictions. At this point, that's not how all Americans feel. A survey from NBC News and Wall Street Journal, as well as a Pew Research poll, found about 60% of U.S. voters worry about the country actually reopening too quickly. In some states, the process has already started. For example, parks reopened in Texas today and beaches reopened in Florida over the weekend. Visitors have been asked to wear masks and stay 6 feet away from other people, but you can see pictures online that show many examples of that not happening. There's some fresh backlash over the last economic relief bill just as Congress finalizes its next one. First, small business owners seem furious to learn some publicly traded corporations and chain restaurants received government assistance meant for small businesses. Think Ruth's Chris Steakhouse chain, which has more than 5,000 employees. Meanwhile, the program meant to help those smaller businesses ran out of money. So far, the Trump administration has not commented. But some economists say restaurants may have qualified under a loophole in that law. This comes as another deal is in the works. The Trump administration and congressional leaders are reportedly close to a compromise on the next relief bill. It's meant to renew funding for that small business loan program. It also includes additional funding for hospitals and more COVID-19 testing kits. President Trump said a deal could be announced as soon as today, so stay tuned for details. The world is mourning the deaths of at least 16 people who were killed in a mass shooting in Canada over the weekend. The gunman, dressed as a police officer, went on a 12-hour shooting rampage in several parts of Nova Scotia. He's now dead. At this point, police say there's no apparent motive or link between the shooter and his victims. And in the U.S., many are taking time to remember America's deadliest homegrown terror attack. It happened 25 years ago Sunday. On April 19, 1995, 168 people were killed when a truck bomb exploded outside a federal building in Oklahoma City. Hundreds more were hurt. Most events commemorating that attack were canceled, but local TV stations broadcast an hour-long remembrance video. The National Memorial and Museum was closed. Still, dozens of people stood at the entrance yesterday to pay their respects to the victims and survivors. It's also worth noting, today marks 10 years since the Deepwater Horizon explosion. Remember, on April 20th, 2010, a drilling rig exploded in the Gulf of Mexico. It caused a leak that wasn't fixed for 5 months. Eventually, it became the largest oil spill in U.S. history. There's another win for former Vice President Joe Biden to tell you about. He came out on top in the Wyoming Democratic caucus over the weekend, securing about 72% of the vote there. The other 28% went to Senator Bernie Sanders, even though he dropped out nearly 2 weeks ago. Keep in mind, people may have voted for Sanders before he suspended his campaign. That's because Wyoming held voting by mail only, giving people a few weeks to send in their ballots. And yes, this voting by mail only was because of the coronavirus pandemic. Either way, with Sanders out, Biden is the last Democrat in the race and the party's presumptive nominee to take on President Trump in November. We have more news coming up, but first, a quick break for our new sponsor this week, Netgear. Is your home Wi-Fi struggling to keep up? Can it handle streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and homeschooling? What about all at once? Sounds like it's time for a Wi-Fi upgrade. Bring your Wi-Fi up to speed with Orbi Wi-Fi 6 from Netgear. Wi-Fi 6 is a whole new kind of Wi-Fi. It's the latest tech that gives you the fastest speeds possible, even as you connect more and more devices throughout your home. That means you'll be able to stream without buffering, eliminate lag while gaming, and connect more devices to your Wi-Fi than ever before. It's like upgrading your Wi-Fi to first class. If you are ready for the best Wi-Fi ever, you can get it today from Netgear and never worry about Wi-Fi again. Check out Orbi Wi-Fi 6 at netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. That's netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. Now, back to the news. The WNBA held its 2020 draft where teams choose their newest players, but this year was unlike any other. First of all, it was virtual. Teams and draft picks took part remotely. Even the WNBA commissioner presided over the draft from her home. And also, the WNBA took time to honor three teenagers, the three who died in a helicopter crash alongside NBA legend Kobe Bryant. His daughter, Gigi Bryant, as well as Alyssa Altobelli and Peyton Chester, were on their school's basketball team together and dreamed of playing for the WNBA. So over the weekend, they were all named honorary draft picks and their jerseys were shown during a tribute. Then the WNBA introduced the Kobe and Gigi Bryant WNBA Advocacy Award. Each year, it will honor advocates and influencers who raise awareness of the game. Well, there's a new tracking tool from the original founders of Instagram. It shows how quickly or slowly the virus is spreading within each state. It's called RT.live. It tracks how many people, on average, one sick person ends up infecting. Of course, that number varies state by state, depending on how spread out people are and what restrictions are in place. RT.live gives you an up-to-date look on how each state is faring. If you want to check it out, we've put a link in today's show notes. At the same time, Google wants to make it easier for people to find testing sites. Now, anytime someone searches COVID-19, a testing tab pops up on the left side of the screen. People can click to see where they can get tested. In fact, Rite Aid is adding new drive-through testing sites today. They're opening in Michigan, Ohio, New Jersey, and New York. People will be able to drive up and swab their own noses for traces of COVID-19. They don't need a doctor's note, but they will be required to sign up for the test in advance and get approval. For people who do qualify, the test will be free. Zoom weddings have been popping up everywhere, but now in New York, they'll be legally recognized. The governor signed an executive order letting clerks officiate weddings over video conference. And New Yorkers can get their marriage licenses remotely as well. A lot of couples have been out of luck lately since the coronavirus forced New York City's Marriage Bureau to close in March. As for the couples who already canceled or postponed weddings, Busch Beer says, "Drinks are on me." It's giving a year's worth of free beer to 250 couples who've had their wedding plans turned upside down because of this pandemic. Netflix is letting people watch some of its acclaimed documentaries for free. It's put 10 of them on YouTube, including popular titles like Babies and Our Planet. The company says it's mainly doing this to help out teachers who might want to use educational films in their lesson plans. Netflix even has some study guides on its website that go with the documentaries. And it also plans to hold Q&A sessions with the people behind these movies so students can learn from them firsthand. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today we're talking about why some Americans who qualify still haven't gotten their relief payments from the IRS. Forbes reports the IRS sent about 80 million people their money last week via direct deposit. And some Americans who were expecting the help didn't get anything. The Washington Post says there are a few reasons that could be the case. One could be the IRS might not have your direct deposit info, which is likely the case if you've owed taxes the last few years and did not get a refund. So it means you might have to wait to get a paper check in the mail instead. Also, it may have sent the money, but your bank account is taking a little longer than usual to process it. And third, bad news for some, the IRS may have deposited your money into the wrong account. There aren't a lot of details about that last one, but the IRS says it's working on this issue. But no matter what, you should get a notice within 15 days with details about your payment. And by the way, paper checks should start going out today. Also, the IRS has a Get My Payment tool online that helps you check the status of your money. We put a link to it in today's show notes. All right, thank you for listening today. And if you haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app to make sure it's easy to find our new episodes each morning. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.